Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and this is part 3 of Outlook Express. In this segment, I'm going to go over your address book. I'm going to show you how to create new folders. And I'm also going to show you how to create a message rule to automate moving received files to folders of your choice. So, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to create a folder in Outlook Express.
Add Outlook Express message list. Add Outlook it. Add folder list preview inbox 1 of 5.
To move and
expand items, use the arrow key.
I've tabbed back to my folder list view. By default, Outlook Express has an inbox,
outbox,
an outbox,
sent items,
a sent items,
deleted items,
a deleted items,
drafts,
and a drafts folder. You can create folders of your own for whatever purposes you want. You might want a junk folder to put junk in, you know, maybe stuff you think is spam. You might want a kept stuff folder or something like that, that you could keep messages that you've received from people, and you can get it out of your inbox and put it away so it doesn't get deleted. What you do is
deleted I sent I out by inbox level 1 local folders opened 5 items.
You arrow up to
local folders opened 5 items,
local folders, and you press your applications key.
Applications context menu open to navigate, press up or down arrow O. Find dot 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 I. Remove account unavailable and set as default new folder dot 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 N.
And you go down to new folder.
Enter, leaving menus, create folder dialog, folder name colon edit, type of text, alt plus F.
Okay, and I'm going to give this a name.
M, Y, space, K, E, P, T, space, I, T, E, M, S. Enter, folder list preview, local folders opened, 6 items, to move through or expand items, use the arrow key.
Now if we arrow down.
Level 2, inbox, 1 of 6, outbox, sent items, deleted items, drafts. My kept items.
You see, we have a new folder called My Kept Items. Okay. Let's create a new message.
Control N, new message.
By pressing Control N. And I'm going to send myself a message again.
RICKRHARON at global.net. Tab, CC, shift tab, to colon edit, Rick Harmon at global.net, type of text.
And you might have heard the autocomplete working there as I typed my name out.
Tab, CC, tab, subject, colon edit, type of text.
And this is just going to be
H-E-L-L-O, tab, edit, H-I, comma, enter, enter, R-I-C-K, enter.
And we're going to do an Alt S to send it.
Alt S, folder list preview, my kept items, 6 of 6. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Now let me arrow back up to my inbox.
Drafts, deleted, sent I, outbox, inbox.
Tab into the list view.
Tab, Outlook Express message list view, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now I'm going
to
press my F5 key, since I want to get this message right away. And that'll manually send and receive messages for me.
F5, Outlook Express dialog, connecting to pop.global.yahoo.net.
Silence
Outlook
that.
Outlook Express message list view unread, not selected, Rick Harmon, hello, 11/15/2006, 3:16 p.m.
And I'm going to arrow down to this message and read
Outlook
it.
Express message list view, enter. From colon, Rick Harmon, subject colon, hello, page has 0 links, hi, Rick.
Okay. Now, let's say I want to keep this message for some reason. I can hit escape to go back to my list.
Escape, Outlook, Express, Message, List, Viewer, Carmen, Hello, 11/15/2006, 3:16 p.m.
Then I have this message selected, and I can hit my Applications key.
Applications, Context Menu, Open to Navigate, press up or down arrow. Open.
And if I want to move it, I can either hit V for move, or I can arrow down to move. So I'm just going to hit V for move.
V, leaving menus, move dialog, move the item left parent as right parent to the selected folder, colon, folder list review, my kept items, 6 of 6, to move through or expand items, use the arrow key.
And now I'll get a list of folders where I want to move this message to. I'll arrow up and down through these just for the sake of doing it.
Drafts, deleted item, sent item, outbox, inbox.
These are your folders.
Outbox, sent, I deleted, drafts, my kept items.
Since I want it to go here, I'll select this folder by entering on it.
Enter, Outlook, Express, Message, List, View, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And you hear that it's telling me there are 0 items in this folder.
0 messages, 0 unread, working online.
So I've successfully moved it. I'm going to tab.
Shift tab.
Back to my folders.
View, inbox, 1 of 6. To move to outbox, sent items, deleted items, drafts. My kept items.
And I'm going to enter, I'm going to tab here to get into the list.
Tab, Outlook, Express, Message, List, Viewer, Carmen, Hello, 11/15/2006, 3.
And there's our moved message. Now, you might want to do this just solely for messages you get from people that you want to keep. You don't want to have them cluttering up your inbox forever. It's something you just actually want to keep for, however long you want to keep it. And this is a good way to do this. If you get a lot of messages from people and you kind of want to categorize them, you can do this way too. You can create multiple folders. And depending on who your messages are from, you can have them, you can put them in these multiple folders. You might want to set up folders for each of your friends. And you could move these items from the inbox to each of those folders for safekeeping. Okay, now what I want to do next is I want to show you how to automate this process using the mail message rules.
Rick Harmon, hello, 11/15/2006, 3:16 p.m., 1 of 1.
And so I'm going to select this message.
Enter. From colon, Rick Harmon, subject colon.
And I'm going to show you how to make a message rule.
Shift tab, date colon, shift tab, from colon, read on, shift tab. Tab, from colon, read only, edit, Rick Harmon, use your reading keys to read the text. Space.
Okay, if I want to make a message rule, I press my Alt key while I'm in this message.
Menu bar, file, and edit, view, tools, message, M.
Go to message.
Menu, new control plus N, new using sub, reply to center, can reply to all, control, reply to group, can forward, control plus F, forward as a create rule from message, ..
And we can arrow down to create rule for message. I'm going to press enter here.
Enter, leaving menus, new mail rule dialog. Select your conditions and actions first, then specify the values in the description. List view, check where the from line contains people, 1 of 12. To move to items, use the arrow keys, Alt plus C.
Now, rules allow us to do a number of things with messages. And this first box is where we have to give it one of our rules.
Check where the from line contains people, 1 of 12.
It can either be where you're from contains a certain person.
Not checked, where the subject line contains specific.
You can have a subject of a certain, certain kind of subject that you want to select to move it by.
Not checked, where the message body contains specific words.
Where there's something in the message itself.
Not checked, where the line contains people.
Where it's to.
Not checked where the CC line contains people.
Where it was CC'd?
Not checked where the to or CC line contains people.
Whether it has something in the to or the CC.
Not checked where the message is marked as priority. Not checked where the message is from the specified account.
If it's from certain accounts.
Not checked where the message size is more than size.
And there's 12 different types. Let's go back up to the top.
Home checked where the from line contains people.
And this is checked if you want to uncheck it.
Not checked where the from line contains people. 1 of 12.
You hit your space bar. In this case, I'm going to pick the rule where it contains, where it's from somebody.
Check where the from line contains people. 1 of 12.
Contains somebody, space. Yeah. And then I'm going to tab.
Tab, list view, not check, move it to the specified folder. 1 of 12.
Once we've decided the rule, whether it's from somebody or to somebody, whether it's something in the subject or the message, you know, however you're trying to flag this particular item to be dealt with. Now we need to say, what do we want to do with it?
Not checked, move it to the specified folder. 1 of 12.
We can move it.
Not checked, copy it to the specified folder.
We can copy it.
Not checked, delete it.
We can delete it just outright. So maybe you get mad at somebody or someone, you know, and you decide you don't want to see their messages anymore. You could say in our first box up at the top, you could say where the from line contains somebody, like we've just did, and you could check delete here, and then down in our next box I'll show you, you can type that person's address and you can have them deleted and you don't have to see them. This is kind of a way you can deal with spam.
Not checked. Forward it to people.
You can forward messages to people just automatically. I wouldn't suggest that.
Not checked. Highlight it with color.
That's not important.
Not checked. Flag it.
That's not important.
Not checked. Mark it as read.
That's really not important.
Not checked. Mark the message as watched or ignored.
That's not really important to us.
Not checked. Reply with message.
We don't want to do that either.
Not checked. Stop processing more rules.
We generally don't want to do that.
Not checked. Do not download it from the server. Not checked. Delete it from server.
And we could potentially from certain, say from certain people or whatever, we could check.
Not checked. Do not download it.
Don't download it from your mail server. And you could also check.
Not checked. Delete it from server.
Delete it from the server. And you'd never even get the message. So that's another way you can stop getting messages from certain individuals if you wanted. I'm going to go back up here.
Home, not checked. Move it to the specified folder.
And we want to move in this case, so I'm going to check move.
Check move it to the specified folder.
So now what our rule is telling us is anything we get from a certain person, which we'll define in a minute, we want to move it to a selected folder, which I'll show you in a moment. So now I'll tab to our third box.
Tab 3. Rule description left parent. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Right parent colon read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text. Alt plus D. Where the from line contains people. Contains people.
Where the from line contains people. We need to now tell it who we mean in the from field. So we would hit enter here.
Enter. Select people dialog. Type one name at a time and click add or select people from the address book. Edit. Type a text. Alt plus T.
In this case, we want messages from me.
RICKATARON at SBCGLOBAL.NET. Tab. Add button to activate. Press.
And we want to add this person. You can have multiple people.
Enter people colon list box not selected where the from line contains to move to an item press the arrow keys alt plus p.
You could potentially add multiple people to this role and move them to a specific folder. Say you wanted all your people at work to go to a work folder. You could add them one by one here simply by
where the from line contains, where the from line contains one of two. Tab, address book, dot dot dot, but dash, shift tab, people, colon, list box, where the from line contains, shift tab, type one name at a time.
And you can tab back up here to the name and enter it again,
tab, people,
colon, and then do the add.
Tab, address book, dot dot dot,
since this is the only one I want to do, I'm going to tab,
tab options, tab, okay button,
down
tab,
to okay,
space bar, space, new mail rule dialog, select your conditions and actions first, then specify the values in the description. 3. Rule description left parent, click on an underlined value to edit it, right parent colon read only edit, use your reading keys to read the text, alt plus d. Where the from line contains requirements global.net, contains requirements global.net.
Now the from, now it's saying our rule says where the from line contains my address or whichever address you put in, and we need to arrow down,
move it to the specified folder, specified.
Now we need to hit enter here.
Enter. Move dialog. Move the item left parent as right parent to the selected folder colon. Folder list review. My kept items. 6 of 6.
And we would move select.
Expect drafts. Delete it. Send I outbox. Inbox.
One of our folders.
Outbox. Send I. Delete it. Drafts. My kept items.
And we would hit enter on it.
Enter. 3. Rule description left parent. Click on an underlined. Apply this rule after the message arrives, where the from line contains requirements global.net. Move it to the My Kept Items folder, My Kept Items.
Okay, so now our third box here is completed. Whenever it contains something from a certain person, move it to a certain folder. So now we'll tab to our fourth box.
Tab 4. Name of the rule colon edit. New mail rule number 1. Type a text.
And we can just simply type in a name for this rule.
R-I-C-K-S space M-O-V-E space U-L-E.
And I'm just going to call it Rick's Move Rule, and we can press enter.
Enter Outlook Express dialog. The rule was successfully added. OK button to activate. Press space bar. Space from colon read only edit. Rick Harmon. Use your reading keys to read the text.
OK, and we're still in this message, so we can escape out of it.
Escape, Outlook Express message list, list view, Rick Harmon, hello 11, one shift tab, folder lit drafts, deleted items, sent items, outbox, inbox.
And I'm going to go back up to my inbox.
Tab, Outlook Express, zero messages, zero.
And I'm going to create a new message.
Control N, new message, to colon edit, type it, R-I-C-K Harmon. Tab, CC colon edit, type tab, subject colon edit, type a text.
Move test is what we're going to call this subject.
T-E-S-T, tab, edit.
And in the body, I'm just going to type hi.
H-I, enter.
And now I'm going to hit an Alt-S to send this.
Alt-S, Outlook Express message list view, zero items to move to items.
And I'm going to press my F5 key to manually send and receive these messages.
F5, Outlook Express dialog, connecting to pop.global.yahoo.net.authorizing.. Hi button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus H, 11%, 0%. Outlook Express met 5 messages, 5 unread working online, 6 new messages.
And we got several messages here, so I'll just go up and down through these, see what I got.
Outlook Express message list view, Josh left bracket BC, unread, attachment, Peter Ulchel, unread, Lois Butterfield, unread, White Fang, recall, unread, Sarah, recall.
Okay, and we have a number of messages. And I don't see mine, so let's see if our rule worked. And I'm going to tab back to my folders list.
Shift tab, folder list, outbox, sent item, deleted items, drafts, my kept items, one unread.
And we have one unread.
Tab, Outlook Express message list view unread, Rick Harmon, move test 11/15/2006/33, enter. From colon, Rick Harmon, subject colon, move test, page has 0 links, hi.
And there's our message.
Escape, Outlook Express message list who shift tab, fold.
So, there you see our rule worked. Whenever Outlook Express sees a message from myself, in this case, it will automatically move it to my kept stuff. And this is how you can automate Outlook Express to move various messages from various people to more than one folder, or you could delete them, you know, if it's somebody you consider to be spam. And different things like that. It's a very useful option. I use it a lot. I'm on a lot of mailing lists, and I have each one of my mailing lists go automatically to its mailing list folder, and that way it doesn't clutter the inbox with hundreds of messages a day. And it it works out very good. Okay, next I'm going to show you briefly how to work with the address book. Okay, Windows has what it calls an address book that allows you to put address information in it for all of your friends and contacts that you may have out there. You can use it simply for just keeping track of addresses and phone numbers if you want. But Outlook Express also uses this address book for email address information that you have for each person in your address book. And what we can do is we can use this address book to save all your contacts, and you can send messages to each of those contacts without having to necessarily go type them in every time. So let's tab to our address book field here.
Tab, Outlook Express message list, list view, Rick Harmon. Tab, Outlook Express address book list view, list.
Here's
view,
our address book list view.
Use the arrow keys.
And in our current address book now, we have one item.
Rick Harmon 101.
That's me. If I enter on this address,
enter new message, the colon edit, Rick Harmon, type a text.
You'll see I get a new message box up, and my name is already filled in.
Tab, see tab, tab, edit.
And,
blank. Shift tab, subject,
colon, you put edit, your subject in text, it, tab, and your edit. Message in it, and then you could go ahead and send it. And this way you don't have to remember your addresses. You can just put them in your address book. Now let me show you the address book real quick.
Escape, Outlook Express address book list view, Rick Harmon 101. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Well, actually, I'll show you. If you hit your applications key on any person here in the address list,
applications, context menu, send instant message unavailable, send instant message unavailable to navigate.
If you have Messenger running, you can send instant messages if they're on your contact list. These are also in your address book.
Send email E.
You can send email, which is what we just did by entering.
Set as online contact unavailable, S. Delete, D.
You could delete this, or you can just press delete on the address and it'll be deleted.
New online contact, dot, 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 unavailable, O. New contact, dot, 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 C.
You can set up a new contact, which would be a new address book entry.
Find people, dot, 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 F, address book, dot, 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 A.
Or you can go into the address book itself, which we're going to do here in a second.
Properties are.
You can get the properties of this contact by hitting enter here, and it'll take you basically to that entry in the address book.
Send instant message unavailable, M.
And we've wrapped back up.
Properties are. Address book, dot, 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 A.
So let's just go into the address book itself.
Enter, leaving menus, address book dash main identity, type name or select from list colon edit, type a text, alt plus y. Type name or select from list colon edit.
And this is where if you want to find somebody in the address book.
Tab, list view, Rick Harmon, it's global.net, 1 of 1.
Or you can go to the list view and just select it from the list.
Tab, tree view, main identities, contacts, 2 of 2. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Tab, type name or select from list colon edit, type a text, alt plus y.
And I believe if you want to put in a new contact, you would just, I think we just type it here. Let me try this.
J-O-S-S. N.
Yeah.
O space.
I can spell.
J O H N space S M I T H. Enter list view. Rick Harmon. It's global.net 101.
Okay, that's to find it. That's just to find it. That's to find somebody quickly if they're already on your list. If I hit my Alt key.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow. Menu, file menu, new contact, .. Control plus N to move through items, press up or down arrow.
You can go to new contact and add a new contact.
Enter, leaving menus, properties dialog, name page, first colon edit, type of text, Alt plus F.
And this is a multi-tabbed dialog, so we'll have lots of options here. The first thing it's asking me for is the name of the contact.
J-O-S. S H N space S M I T H tab John Smith properties dialog name page middle colon edit type of text Alt plus Alt shift tab first colon edit
oh.
John Smith type of text Alt plus F J O S S A N
let's see here
first colon edit John
first name
tab John properties dialog name page middle colon edit
middle initial
text, Alt plus D M tab, John M. Properties dialog, name page, last colon edit, type S-M-I-T-H, tab, John M. Smith Properties dialog, name page, title colon edit, type of text, Alt plus T.
Oh, I don't know.
M-R, period.
You don't have to do all this if you don't want. You can have as little or as much information in here as you want.
Tab, display colon edit combo, John M. Smith, 1 of 1. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus P.
The display is what you want it to show as in the contact list. You may not want John M. Smith. You might just want John Smith or something.
Tab, nickname, colon, edit, type of text, Alt plus M.
You can have their nickname.
Tab, email addresses, colon, edit, type of text, Alt plus M.
We can put their email address in here.
J-O-H-N-S-M-I-T-H at N-O-W-H-E-R-E period C-O-M. Tab, add button to activate, press space bar.
And we can add this address.
Space, email addresses, colon, edit, type of text, Alt plus M.
You can add multiple email addresses per contact.
Tab, list of e-mails, list view, johnsmith@nowhere.com, left parent, default email, right parent.
And then you can select one of them as the default.
Keys, Alt tab, edit button to tab, remove button tab, set as default button tab, send email using plain text only, checkbox not checked.
And then you can tell how you want to send email to them.
Tab, okay button to act tab, cancel tab, name tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Now that's just the name tab for basically their name and their email address. We can go through these tabs.
Home tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Here's the tab for their home information.
Tab, street address, colon, edit, type of text.
And you can type in their street address.
Tab, city, colon, edit.
City.
Tab, state, slash,
state.
Tab, zip code,
zip.
Colon, edit. Tab, country, slash, region, colon, edit, type of text.
Country.
Plus tab, default checkbox not checked. To check, press tab, view map button to activate, press tab, phone, colon, edit, type of text.
Alt you can have their home phone.
Tab, fax, colon, edit, type of text.
Their home fax.
Tab, mobile, colon, edit, type of text.
A mobile. A mobile. Phone number, cell phone number.
Tab, web page, colon, edit, HTTP, colon, slash,
you
slash,
can have
text.
Their web page information if they have a web page.
Tab, go button to add tab, okay, but tab, can't tab, tab, street address, colon, edit, shift tab,
oops.
Home tab, business tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
You can have business contact information for them.
Tab, company, colon, edit, type of tab, street address, colon, edit, tab, city, colon, edit, type of text, alt plus what tab, state slash. Tab, zip code tab, countries tab, default checkbox tab, view map tab, job title colon tab, department colon tab, office colon edit tab, phone colon edit tab, fax colon edit type of text.
And these phone numbers would be work phone numbers instead of the home phone numbers.
Tab, pager colon edit type tab, IP phone colon edit tab, web page colon edit H tab, go button to active tab, OK tab, cans tab, business tab, this personal tab, to switch tab, spouse colon edit type of text.
And here's a personal information tab.
Tab, list of children, tab, add button, tab, gender, tab, list, tab, okay, but tab, can tab, personal tab, does other tab, to switch tab, notes, colon, edit, type of text, Alt plus N.
You can have some information on them, just, you know, a note that you need for that contact.
Tab, group membership, call tab, okay, but tab, tab, other tab, notes, call, no shift tab, other, net meeting tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
You can set up information for them for Microsoft Net Meeting.
Digital IDs tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Oh, see, boy, he can have everything, digital IDs, and that's the last tab.
Shift tab, can't shift tab, OK button to activate.
And when you've entered all the information in for them, you can press OK, or you can press spacebar or enter on OK.
Enter, list view, John M. Smith, johnsmith at nowhere.com, 1 of 2, to Rick Harmon.
Now you see our address book contains 2 addresses in it. Since I'm done with the address book now, I can hit Alt-F.
Alt-F. Exit.
And exit.
Enter. Leaving menus. Outlook Express address book list view. List view. John M. Smith, 1 of 2. Now I'm
back in Outlook Express, and I'm back in my address list view.
Rick Harmon. John M. Smith.
And you now see 2 entries here in Outlook Express. And setting up your address book is just that easy. It's not hard at all.
Tab, folder list review, my kept items, 6 of 6, to move through.
Okay. In this segment, I've showed you how to move folders. I'm sorry, I've showed you how to move items to a folder. I've showed you how to create new folders. I've showed you briefly how to set up message rules to automate moving stuff from the inbox to other folders. And I briefly showed you how to use the address book. So that completes this segment on Outlook Express. And my final segment, part 4, I will show you how to create signatures for your emails. That concludes this segment, and I thank you for listening.